So how do we teach our dogs in a way that allows our pups to thrive in everyday real-world settings so that us and our dogs are able to do more of what we want together without the added stress? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Brian Gallardo, and welcome to the Dog Training Secrets Podcast. Welcome back to the Dog Training Secrets Podcast. So today we're going to go over communication. Why is important? I think it's one of the most overlooked things you could actually work on with your dog and establish with your dog. Because realistically speaking, we do not speak the same language, as you guys probably know. The hardest part of dog training is, you know, just being able to effectively communicate to your dog and have a language that lets your dog know, hey buddy, all I want you to do this, and that's it. That's all I want you to do. But if we don't know how to effectively communicate to our dogs and let them know, hey, this is what you're doing right, this is what you shouldn't be doing, this is what you should continue doing because you're doing awesome, then a lot of it is left to our dog's interpretation. And really, one of the biggest mistakes I see many dog owners make is unknowingly thinking that they're communicating one thing to their dog and then realistically speaking, communicating the exact opposite. Sometimes you're thinking, hey, I'm stopping a bad behavior, but you might have been rewarding that wrong behavior the whole time. So that establishing a communication system is going to be critically important. And doesn't take much to really establish that communication system. It's really based off 100% consistency and knowing how to go about it appropriately. So for instance, in our training program, the communication system we use, essentially they're comprised of three words. As you guys may or may not know, the specific words do not matter. For all I care, I can say butterfly, mouse, banana. And as long as you stay consistent, your dog will respond the exact same way. So the actual words don't matter. Really, the consistency and the meaning behind the words are going to be the most important part. But the words we tend to use are free, good, and no. Just those three words. And I'll break down kind of each of those words, what they mean, how we go about using them, and all that good stuff. So free, essentially, once we teach this word, communicates to our dog and lets them know, hey, buddy, you did something right, you could get a reward. And now every single time, once this is conditioned and your dog understands that word, every single time your dog hears that sound free, in his brain, his ears will perk up, he'll start getting butterflies in his stomach because he goes, I know that word, I mean, that word means I did something right. I don't know what I did, but I did something right. That's going to be important because once your dog has a clear understanding of that word means I did something right, his brain will start making connections and start trying to figure out what was I doing at that given moment when I heard the word that led to the reward. So, hey, I was, you know, walking around, I saw this other dog, and then instead of, you know, pulling towards the other dog, I just kept walking and I heard the word that leads to the reward. Your dog's quickly going to go, ah, man. It's me ignoring the dog or me paying attention to you that led to the word that leads to the reward. So free lets your dog know, hey, buddy, you did something awesome. You come get a reward. The second word we use is good. Good basically lets my dog know, hey, buddy, you're doing awesome. Keep doing whatever you're doing. Keep it up. You're crushing it right now. Until I give you that release word free, letting you know you don't have to do that anymore. So we don't teach days, we teach goods, meaning if I tell my dog to sit and I say good, I'm expecting him to continue sitting because I'm communicating to him, hey, dude, you're doing awesome, keep it up, until I give you that release word free, letting you know, bingo, you could get up, come get rewarded. And the last and final word we teach is no, pretty self-explanatory, tells my dog, hey, you did something wrong, stop that completely, or go back to what I told you to do. Now, those three words are going to be important because I use those three words to communicate to my to any dog, really, the exact moment in time and pinpoint the moment in time that they did something right, they did something wrong, and what I want them to continue doing. That way, if I'm trying to, hypothetically speaking, go outside the door, he tries darting, I could immediately say no, communicate to him, hey, you did that wrong. The moment he fixes his behavior, I could say good, letting him know, keep it up, you're doing awesome. And then whenever I want him to go and, you know, come get the reward, I can say free, letting him know, cool, good job, buddy. Come get a reward. Let's go through the door. So that's the big secret for today, guys. Making sure that we establish a clear line of communication with our dogs so that we're able to effectively communicate to them and let our dogs know what they did right, what they did wrong, and what they should continue doing. So if you enjoyed this episode, guys, leave us a quick review on whatever platform you guys are listening on. And if you want direct help feedback from us, click the links below. We have our flagship program, the Canine Obedience Accelerator, and we're looking to help you guys out. See you guys in our next one.